So, hi everyone. I'm Amy. I'm a compulsive overeater and a food addict. And I am grateful to be here with you tonight and just amazed that a number of you look really familiar to me because I've gone to various Zoom meetings in, other places. And I was thinking, "Oh, where do I know?" And sometimes some of you have come to some of the meetings I go to on a regular basis, and I've also just been to a random number of meetings during the pandemic on Zoom, and it's really lovely that as our world got very small, that there was so much opening up at the same time, there is nothing like being in person, but Zoom has made it so that I can go to many, many meetings a week and, not have an excuse for not doing so. And I appreciate that. I have been in program since 1988. I came around a couple of times in the previous decade before that. And just didn't quite stick. It just wasn't quite my time. And but when I came back, I had heard things in my previous go-rounds, and I'd heard someone, some wonderful person say that what she really wanted was for her life to be as vivid as her meals. And I thought, what? I mean, literally, that blew my mind because there was nothing bigger than the sensations I had while I was eating when I was in the food. That's just the truth, And I heard somebody else say, I don't have a top weight. I only have a top weight so far. And that if I go back to eating, this person said, I will blow right past that. And again, that blew my mind. And when I came back to program, I had, tried another couple of rounds of eating. I had gained weight back that I had lost, and I wasn't quite up to my top weight. My top weight is about 239, 240, somewhere in there. And of course, that would have been a naked first weight, of the day, so God only knows what I would have weighed on some doctor's scale, because those always manage to add stuff. I'm keeping off about 80 of that. I could probably lose, used to lose another 10 or 15, between autoimmune, aging, a few other things. I have not. There's been a little creep over the last 5 years, I guess, and so I'm back in the phase of like reminding myself that I have a basic abstinence, and then the losing abstinence is to take away some fairly small portion somewhere and recommit to the new, more defined. And usually it's a half ounce of this or an ounce of that, or only X number of this kind of thing in a day, cutting down the numbers of fruits or whatever. And I've been so grateful that people over the years taught me to choose carefully. That yes, sometimes the answer was to cut out a whole category, but other times the answer was to begin to put a boundary around a specific food, around my meals in general, that I needed to know what I was doing. And I'm so grateful that for all these years, I have never eaten a bag of, a pound of, I've never just been face down in the food. And I don't even know how that's possible, except for this amazing program and the people here and the fact that, here I am in a meeting with, 16 people, including myself. And, I live hundreds of miles away from anybody who's in this room right now, and yet I'm home. And that's true whether I go to, a meeting in California or Australia or on Zoom or in Germany or, it is just amazing. And I have, in the pre-COVID world, I did a fair amount of traveling, and I've had people stop. I've had groups stop, take a quick inventory, and change the language the meeting was in so that I could have a meeting. That's just the graciousness that we, at our best, display towards one another. We're human, so we don't always do it 100%, but on the whole, we do really well with and towards one another. As we approach the holiday, we're in the holiday season. It sort of got started on, October 31st, and it won't really be over till Valentine's Day. But here we are. And the answer isn't to worry about, for me, to worry about what I'll weigh in March or June for bathing suit season. The answer is, what is going on my plate today? At this point, it's, almost 8 o'clock at night or right about there. And my kitchen's closed for the night and won't open up again until the morning unless I want like a cup of hot tea or something. And I'm grateful for that kind of boundary and for the willingness. Lord knows where that willingness comes from, but I was taught to start wherever I was and to move forward with the willingness I had at that moment. Because if I only had a tiny little bit of willingness, my first food plan was to eat three meals a day, nothing in between. And I didn't cut out a single food group. Well, 3 days later I did, but I still count those first 3 days because I was willing and I did what I said I was going to do. And so I don't change my abstinence, my plan of eating. I don't change it in the middle of the day, not to my detriment. I don't change it. I try not to change in the middle of the day. I don't always know exactly what my protein's going to be for lunch, but I'm going to have a protein at lunch. I'm going to have a protein at dinner. And, lots of people are even more exacting of they're going to have this one or that one. And, what I can say is do what works for you. I could tell you what I do, and it might not work for you at all. It might be too loose, it might be too tight, but whatever you're willing to do, do it. You can change it tomorrow. There's nothing that says that the right thing for us to eat or the right prayer to say will stay the same forever. And being open to that kind of change is what I have found effective for myself and for the people that I've had contact with over all these years. So I, get up in the morning and I try to, focus on what I am going to put into life that day. Not what I can get, but what I can give and what needs to be done. And I talk to two, three, four sponsees during the day. I call my sponsor. I go to a meeting 3, 5 times a week. Prior to COVID, it was more like two for real in-person stuff. I do service. I don't make as many phone calls as I used to, 30 some odd years ago, and I keep working on it. It's just I've gotten more introverted and I have to push out a little bit, and but I try. And I remember, and I, go to literature meetings and I, read and talk to other people about where they are in their program. And I do service. I currently am our intergroup chair, and which was not, if you had asked me 6 months ago, I would have told you, oh no, that's something I'm not going to do. And then, a bunch of pieces fell together and I was the one. So, and then I would have told you, oh, and I'm not going to be doing it next year. Well, at this point, if everything stays the same as it was on, with who was nominated last Saturday, it appears I will be doing it another year. And that I don't know about your lives, but that's how mine comes together quite often is, I don't know. It says in the big book in the doctor's opinion that he doesn't know what's best for him. And that, and that's been true for me, that my experience with these rooms is that I find out what's best for me by doing the next right thing, by jumping on the smallest amount of willingness and doing the thing. I don't, figure out the whole thing in advance. I always wanted to figure it out the whole thing in advance so that I wouldn't do anything wrong. And I can't always be in a place of grace where I'm like, oh, mistakes are where it's at, here I go. But I do, I feel that way for you. If you call and you say, I'm thinking of doing a scary thing, but I think I ought to do it, I would be like, yes, jump in, go for it. I have faith it will work for you, even if things don't go perfect, right? And I don't have the sense for any of you that if it didn't go perfect, that that meant that you had really messed up by even trying. I hold myself to a different standard and I work real hard on opening and allowing myself to possibly make mistakes and figure out how that works. And I'm just so grateful to be here tonight. And, thank you all for helping me to remember that, today is the day I'm living in, not Thursday. And that when Thursday comes, and I think it'll be my 34th abstinent Thanksgiving, God willing, and the creek don't rise. But I will have what I need to put the right amount of stuff on my plate on Thursday if I do what I need to do right now. And so thank you all for letting me share.